to yourself, but nothing is left to the imagination. The time on your hands has already been wasted. Beautiful defeat, again we meet down this long
Well, is someone getting the best of you? Yes, I know who's getting the best of the funny man, and that would be Danny DeVito from Sunny.
My spiritual twin.
Especially when he came out of that sofa.
The best episode.
Yes.
Hands down.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up on this 26th day of May. It's a, you know, kind of a, what would you call it?
It's a kind butt of, wipe of a day.
It's a butt wipe of a day. I've never heard that term, but we'll I guess we'll run with that.
I mean, it does, seriously.
You get it? You know the guys that invented the toilet paper were the Scotch brothers.
Oh, were they?
Yes, they were. They made paper for newspapers, and they decided they were going to put shite paper on a roll. And I'm not even kidding. I don't know why I even know this, but that's the story behind of toilet paper. Scotch was the first toilet paper ever invented. And they made billions.
So what did they do? Just rub their arses on trees?
No, they used what's that that hay kind of deal? You think I'm kidding?
How old are you that you know this?
I'm not that old that I know this. I just know like very random facts throughout history and shit. I mean, shite paper is one of them. Who cares? Nobody can hear us anyway. The speakers don't work in the studio.
Speakers are blown.
So, yeah, they used, like, I don't know, hay. They used, you laugh. You sit there over in your little world and laugh with your Let's Go Brady shirt. You can laugh all you want, but I'm telling you the truth. All right, it's 57 degrees here in this lovely state. Oh, by the way, I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty, and sitting across from me is the...
You said duty.
I did say duty, because duty, and you know what it is? I like to go to the duty-free shop. I like to stop at the duty-free shop.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do, because you don't need no duty-free toilet paper.
By the way, the Greeks did use stones and pieces of clay.
Why would you use stone or clay?
Because toilet paper wasn't invented yet.
Oh, because you're talking about the Greeks. They were all gay. That's right. Oh, I'm sorry if I was politically incorrect there for a minute. Wait another minute.
Now, around 1391, during the Song Dynasty, a Chinese emperor decreed that a large 2-foot by 3-foot paper sheets must be made for his toilet time. Until then, people in China just used random paper products.
No, they used back in Mexico. They used what do they make tamales out of? That's what they used.
Oh my God! Wait a minute, this gets even better.
Oh, I'm sure it does. But it can only get better.
End of the colonial
worse, not
era.
Better.
The best thing that could be found were corn cobs.
Yes, corn husks. That's the word I was looking for.
Husks.
That's hard to say. Can you say that in
husks.
Plural?
Huskesses.
No, just say husk. I think it includes all of them.
Yeah, husky.
Husky.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, so basically, it was easy to hang on a hook in the outhouse was the old corn cob.
Yeah, nothing like whipping the old arse with a corn cob.
Yeah.
Rubbing it up and down, and then next thing you know, you're Greek. Although the Greeks didn't eat much corn, did they?
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
that's
what a way to start
funny.
Off the show, right?
Let me see. Oh, my God.
By the way, this is the funny man. I forgot to introduce him. I apologize. The funny man, Christopher Ridgeway. And next to him is nobody.
Is empty seat.
It's an empty seat. It's the giddy up version of missing. Our DJ Kala is, I don't know. off on a rendezvous, apparently.
Oh, she told me she got accepted into the NASA space program.
Well, that'll explain it then. So we won't see her for quite a few months.
Yeah. So
or
once
either that or the what's the probe that goes underground?
Corn on the cob?
Something like that.
I know what you're talking about. The biosphere.
The biosphere. Thank you.
She's in the biosphere.
I knew there was one intelligent
She's
person in the room.
In the biosphere.
The biosphere.
Oh,
yes.
She's playing throwbacks in the biosphere for shut-ins.
I apologize.
They don't know their throwbacks because they haven't been out in 20 years.
Well, they should all be coming out about now. Right? That's why they put all the gays down there.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Nobody does. That's why we're here doing what we do. Anyways, 2:21 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to the Giddy Up as well. If you haven't been welcomed, if you're not already falling off your seat laughing at idiocracy, just idiocrity, I should say. You agree, Chris?
I agree.
He's too busy texting.
Yeah,
texting. It's texting because he's showing his boobs on the phone. So I don't know what's going on there.
Texting.
He's texting. anyways, so we'll be back in a few minutes if we can compose ourselves with some shout outs, I would imagine.
You can do shout outs? We can do shout outs?
We're going to do shout outs. What else are we going to do, funny man DJ Christ?
Oh, we got our usual,
book of
chicanery. Book of chicanery.
Book of chicanery. Oh, good word. How long you been waiting to drop that into a conversation?
You know, you wake up in the morning and you look at the day calendar.
You open the encyclopedia and go, boom. All right, that's the word I'm going to use today.
Nomenclature.
Somehow I'm going to fit into a conversation.
So what else do we have? Yeah, so we're going to do our usual fun stuff. We're going to have some news. We're going to have some the chart as usual. So that reminds me.
Okay, I'll spin the wheel when we come back.
Uncle Paul is going to get his pump on and spin that big
wheel. I am going to spin the wheel when we come back. And also, don't forget, boys and girls, at 3 o'clock, it is our favorite hour of the show.
Why is
that?
Of
the program. Because there is a threesome every Friday. Threesome at 3. Okay, so
you make the sexy time.
You boys and girls, you know, buckle down. Keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times because there will be a threesome at 3. Chris, would you mind taking us out into I don't know where we're going, but
no worries. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, good Lord.
This is the do we have something breaking?
What?
You said, oh, good Lord?
Oh, no. I just like to say that every once in a while.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm atheist.
I'm a dyslexic atheist. I don't believe in dog.
That's funny.
All right, so you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO here in beautiful, historic Medford.
That's right, kids. We'll be right back. Little Billy Squire to take you out from this nonsense.
It's time you got to win.
Just freak myself out because we have no speakers in the studio here. Because there's nobody here except me and the funny man, and we don't know what to do. Well, we know what to do, trust me, and you wouldn't want to know.
Yep, we're good at just improvising with the technical difficulties.
Yeah, we do what we can. When it comes to that, you know, I've tried like 18 different things, and now I'm having technical difficulties.
Uh-oh.
With the internet. The interwebs, as they call it, the crazy kids. I really am. I can't believe this. Well, anyways, not that anybody's listening because it is midsummer, but I am going to try to spin the wheel. It's a big wheel, but I've been eating my, you know, my Wheaties, and so I think
Oreos.
I can spin it.
Yeah, Oreos.
Ah, there we go. All right, the Wheel of Music has landed on 1977.
Oh!
Christopher, and we're going to surprise you. We won't, but 77, how old is this wheel?
It's a very big wheel.
I think one of the cavemen invented this wheel.
This wheel transcends the ages.
It transcends? I don't know if it transcends.
Transcends the ages.
But it was from, Ugu to 1977.
You know, it goes to at least till 77.
Hey, and I'm looking forward to hearing 1977 because we've never gone that far back. I don't think we've ever gone beyond 80.
No, I think 83 we did a few weeks ago.
But I'm saying before that.
I don't think.
Anyways.
When we were on in 79, maybe we did that.
When
we were on in 79, we were broadcasting from Fells Acres.
Stop.
From the magic room.
I remember back in the day we were sending out smoke signals on the radio programs.
Beating the drum.
Well, you were beating something. Anyways, all right. I guess maybe it might be that time. I'm not quite sure. What do you think? It's 2:33 in the afternoon. It is a wonderful, blistery 56 degrees here.
Wow, it's a good thing I...
I apologize. 57. We just upped it a notch.
Please don't cheat us a degree.
In the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And I think it's about that time that...
Oh, hey! It's the Shoutarinskis.
That the funny man does our shout-outs.
Yeah.
So... If you're on the shout-outs, listen closely, boys and girls.
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, I just want to open it up with a shout to our missing co-hostess.
Of course.
Yes, Caller DJ Caller DiBaretto. And
that's right.
And, of course, her and Eric are off on an adventure.
Yes, I hope you're having a wonderful...
I think I got an update.
Okay.
They're on safari in the Serengeti.
Oh, well then, I'm sure the weather is beautiful there. I was on a safari earlier on a Brazilian Uber. I won't get into that anymore.
Why can you say the funniest flipping things right before I'm about to go to shout-outs? Why do you do this to me?
Because I like to hear you laugh while you're doing the shout-outs. So.
And then in the post-meeting, I get yelled at because I laughed during the shout-outs.
Come on.
Then when my yearly review comes out, I don't get a raise because I laughed during the shout-outs.
Trust me, you get a raise. And I've seen it. And, you know, hey, yeah, I'm very proud of you. And we were at my niece's graduation on Sunday, and we were like the two guys on the Muppet Show. I can't think of their names right now.
The old 100-year-old guys, yeah.
But except way funnier. And everybody was just planted around us at this barbecue on Sunday, just waiting to hear the next... whatever shite that spewed out of our mouths, because everybody was just laughing, and I'm glad we could do that. And congratulations to my niece Kayla, graduate from Merrimack College. Yes,
alma mater of the great Charlie Day from Always Sunny.
Oh, really?
That's where he went to school. You know, a couple of years ago, he was the speaker. At the commencement ceremony.
Ooh, yeah. Good Lord.
Imagine that.
No. What did he speak from? The toilet?
Yeah. Talked about the janitorial arts.
All right, Chris. I've stalled you long enough. Get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, at least you did.
Yeah, Gotham stalled. I got it, yeah.
All right. Take it away, sir.
Jennifer Kanarzynski, lead them. Dawn Chase, Ma, and Kim at Malden Trans. And if I hear correctly, Ma is heading to Viva Las Vegas.
She is. Viva Las Vegas on Sunday night.
Very good. Hope
and,
she has a great time.
Sunday night, I heard, is a good night in Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Free whores. Why did you have to make me say that?
Why did you make me tell the free whore road? Well, wait. Okay, wait a minute. Let's get into this a little bit.
Yes.
If they were hookers, they'd be free hookers.
They'd be more money.
But aren't whores just whores because they like to whore?
I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I've only been to Chelsea.
The Vegas on the Mystic, they call it. Well, actually, pretty soon there will be Vegas on the Mystic.
Pretty soon they will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. Billy Roderick. David Struffolino. You can hear David giving inaccurate traffic reports this weekend. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chow's Wagon Diner. It's formal dining now. That's why it's the Chow's Wagon.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, you must wear a shirt and tie.
You know.
As well as a
but
bustier.
No pants. No pants.
No, pants are
rock
required.
Rock out, you know what out.
Actually, you know, you get a discount if you wear no pants.
They have a special promotion. If your thing's bigger than a hot dog, you get it for free.
I don't even think they have hot dogs there, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it's because I've gone to their pantsless and ate them out of house and home. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson. It could be heard tonight on the time tunnel.
Well, let's hope so. I don't know if the rain will melt him. I don't even want to look at that.
No. Time tunnel tonight, 10 to midnight.
Yes.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, Steph Cardone, of the Lounge, some Saturday night.
Speaking of Leah Hall,
yeah,
that was just her.
Do we have a breaking?
No,
breaking
she just wanted to say that she loves us and she's listening and cracking up.
You know what? I'm going to give you a second shout, Leah Hall. Thank you for the
we
text.
We love Leah.
We do. She's
it's Aaliyah, but it's our Leah as well.
But it's Aaliyah with a Boston accent. Our Leah with a Boston accent.
So you don't even know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're getting some kind of Leah.
Tomato, tomato, I don't know.
Or you get the Donnie Iris shirtless.
By the way,
that's not even his real name. Did you know that?
The 15th caller will get a free Donnie Iris shirtless poster.
The 15th caller? What does that
mean?
Oh, caller.
Caller.
I thought you said, well, see, your Boston accent is coming out. Caller. I thought you said caller. I thought we only had one caller on the show.
Yeah, well.
But now we're working on 15?
The 15th person named Carla called.
She's on her way to the Cape. She doesn't want to hear any of this.
No, she's on safari in the Serengeti.
Hey, tell P-Town Pauly B said hi.
P-Town. That's different than regular Pauly B. P-Town Pauly B comes.
No, P-Town was named after me.
Yeah, right. He comes with the chaps, the mustache. It's beautiful. Leather whip.
Assless chaps.
And it comes with accessories of. P-Town Polly eats corn the long way.
What is wrong with you?
Captain Wayne. Once again, Danny Martinetti, Steph Cardone on the Lounge. Heard Saturday night.
You know, I miss Danny. I'm sorry not to bring this show down a little bit, but he just lost his father this week. And God bless you, Danny. And we always have you in our thoughts and prayers and love as well. And God bless you, and hopefully, you know, things will be okay.
5 years ago, my father died this weekend.
This weekend as well?
Yeah.
Well.
Memorial Day. Never forget it.
I miss Harry the Hat.
Yeah, he was so proud of his Navy service, and he dies on Memorial Day.
Hey, you know what? How fitting. And not saying that he died. I'm saying how fitting was that?
No, it's fitting that he died. He smoked like an MF, you know?
I loved Harry.
Yeah,
I've seen him quite a few times since then, believe it or not. Anyways, that's a horse of a different color, but I miss Harry. I miss your dad. He was so cool. He was almost, you know what? You were almost as cool as he was.
I'm still hearing that from you.
I must tell you, sir. But he was. Man. Harry the Hat was awesome. Harry Ridgway, rest in peace. And I don't know Danny's father's first name. Mr. Martinetti, rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
sir.
Danny, thoughts are with you and your family today.
Always.
Yeah, bless you. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Carl, the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, who is,
he's gone with the breeze, man.
Well, you know what happened? He went up in one of those weather balloons and, well, he just kept going.
He's in the land of Oz now. He's the wizard. He's the wizard of Sanford and Son's the junkyard.
The wizard of Malden. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Ussie, Karen Whitman, Sandra, and Doreen at Sandra Network. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the yellow 93 bus. Remember, accept no substitutes. If it's not yellow and has no windows, do not get in. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Mitford.
That's right. The infamous, I don't even know how to introduce him anymore. He's so amazing. He's on every cover of every magazine, Esquire included. The infamous, legendary Frankie Imbrogamo.
Yes.
And we hope to have him on the show again very soon because we love having him here because he is a very inquisitive man.
Yes, he is.
And plus, a lot of people jump out of his mustache as he's talking, which is kind of funny.
We have more guests than we accounted for.
Although, we have to feed them, but hey.
It's all right. You get the crumbs. Denise Fioretti Mamelette.
We love Denise.
Yes, we do. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peghorn Air Crow, Big Jack, and Janice. Chet Johnson, cab number 54 with the Cookie Monster.
Love you, Chet.
Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole, and Chloe, Bob, and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie Jenerianen, Christina Papalato.
You know, I'm going to the prom with Christina Papalato.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Is 30 your name, years later.
Is your name Ralph Garino?
She went with Ralph Garino. Cut it out. That's awesome.
Yeah, to the VBI prom. Yeah.
Whoa.
Back in 86.
No, I'm stepping in.
Well, since we can't find him, since he may be buried in the desert in Vegas.
Oh, stop it, please.
Hey, you floated that theory. Nobody's seen him in years. Oh, boy. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Big Mark Gayhart. And Amy D.
He's not big anymore.
No, he's...
He's shrinking up.
He's the incredible shrinking man.
He's looking good.
He is.
God bless you, Marky.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Yeah, send us nude pics.
No, don't. No, don't say that, man.
Yeah.
You know that when you lose weight and you get all that flab coming? No, please don't say that.
Send the pictures. That's PB91 at... No. John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tamarsh, Lane, Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors.
You are?
Well, no, the shout-out is
to... Oh, okay.
But that's
I
the
apologize.
Name is I am DJ
but
Flex.
I know I am DJ Flex. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have him on the show. Why did you put the kibosh on him?
I didn't kibosh him.
I think you kiboshed
him. I'm not a kiboshier.
All right, DJ Flex, call me.
Yeah.
Call PB.
No kibosh. I just want to go on record as saying no kibosh was ever invoked. Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, thank you for liking our post today. Amy Giamacco.
We love Colleen Shea. She's our D.
She really is. She's our sweet D.
She is our sweet D.
And that would make Buddy our Frank Reynolds.
You ain't kidding.
Paul Rizzo.
I want to see him come on out of a couch. Actually, I think I did back in the day. And he had a lucky strike in his mouth.
So I might do this on the fly while we're butt music together. I might put together my 10 favorite Always Sunnies. Number one would be the episode you're talking about, the Christmas episode.
Okay.
When he comes out of the couch. Yeah. Two, Mac fights gay marriage. Hysterical. That one is sick. And then there is the one where they all want to know who the father of Dee's baby is. That's a great one. And they, because there's a lot of McPoyle in it. Anytime there's a lot of McPoyles, you got a show.
But wasn't it the fat guy that...
Bill Ponderosa, no.
Okay.
It was the tranny and her boyfriend, her husband. And she carried their baby.
All right. Come on, don't spoil it. I haven't seen it yet.
You've seen it.
Of course I have.
Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Mokwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt. Good seeing you last week, Andrew. Rebecca Rose Castle, Rowan Callie, Pambridge, Joanne Riddle, we already said. Chris and the 45 Bus with Dante and Joseph. Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and lastly, Jennifer Palazzo, ladies and gentlemen, for Memorial Day 2017. Those are your shout-outs.
Wow. Thank you very much, Funny Man. And he's sweating over there. He, honestly, I mean, that was more than a mouthful.
Buckets, I tell you. Buckets of sweating over here.
Buckets of
sweat. Buckets.
All right. 2:48 in the afternoon, kids. I'm going to play this one for a woman I love very, very dearly. And a woman I grew up with, anyways. And she knows I love her very dearly.
It's not B. Arthur, the star of Golden
Girls,
is it?
It's not B. Arthur this time.
Oh, okay.
And no, it's not the other one.
Rue McClanahan. Well,
whatever other one there was. Anyways, so I'm going to play this for her now to, you know, she said she was listening in, so of course.
Why not?
We are going to play. And you know this song word for word, and I think you were actually in the video at one point. So take us out, Funny Man, Mr. DJ Christ.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, hysterical Medford.
And of course, this goes out to the beautiful, lovely Aaliyah.
familiar yet. I can't seem to place it. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
You down for that?
Yes, if you have an STP. Oh, did he say STD?
An open and honest discussion about
drugs. I thought he said STP. I was thinking of, you know, going to the gasoline station and getting some motor oil.
Yeah. Anything else?
Probably not. I think that takes care of most STDs. Anyways, kids, welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. It is 2:58 in the afternoon, and it is 57 degrees. Doesn't look like it's going to change much. I know it's poop on or pee on weather, I should say. Anyways,
it's BS. That's what I'll tell you.
What is it?
It's BS.
Oh, that too.
I hate it.
Okay, so it's almost 3 o'clock, and you know what we love to do here at the Giddy Up is have a threesome.
So the two of us now.
Well, right now. It's only the two of us now. So we're just
We're looking for anybody to drive by, beep. Come on in. Because we don't... and I'm just talking about women. Because I know there'll be plenty of them heading down to P-Town going, hey, boop, boop. I don't know, Chris. Why do you keep looking at me like that?
What are you, a robot? Beep, boop, boop.
Anyways, it's time for the threesome at three. And I'm going to send this one out, and I'm going to try to do it, as best I can. And I know this is one of my best friend's favorite people, artist, I should say. And I'm going to try to do it justice by doing this. So this is your threesome at three, boys and girls. And take us out, Christopher, and then we will be back in... Three.
Yeah, we'll be back after three songs. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Ups threesome at three.
Love a threesome.